You're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m. with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens here with Principal Broadcasting, and today my guest is Sharon Gale. Sharon, now you are a master of the arts. You are a licensed professional counselor and also a licensed chemical dependency counselor. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, now why don't you just tell me, I mean, we don't have to dip into each of these, but why don't you just give me a basic description of what your business is and what services you provide?
I provide counseling and coaching services to adults. Primarily, my focus is upon those individuals who are like 40 years old or older. Those who have lived a little bit of a life and but are running into some challenges and
right.
Want a little help. I also work with the elderly as well because there are complex conditions that are involved in maintaining a sense of mental wellness when you are dealing with disease and aging.
All right, fantastic. And now, about how long have you actually been doing this kind of work?
Well, I've been licensed for 4 years, but as a caregiver, I've been dealing with aging issues for quite some time. Honestly, can't recall the year that I started taking care of family members who were disabled and ill.
It's safe to say that you've been doing this sort of work a very long time.
A very long time, yes.
Okay, now, what exactly does your service, I mean, do you help people with, let's say, anxiety, depression? I mean, do you find yourself coming across these issues more often than not?
More often than not. A lot of folks come to me and they are just talking about anxiety or depression,
mm-hmm.
or they may be a family member of someone who they feel needs help with anxiety and depression, and that's what they sense.
Right.
However, knowing that they also have medical conditions that can contribute or make anxiety and depression worse, I look at the client holistically. Now, I obviously in Texas, I cannot prescribe medication. I refer them
right.
out for things like that. But I do kind of monitor them from a professional standpoint. Most people don't see their doctor but once every 3 months, even if they have a chronic condition. Most people don't see a psychiatrist if they are taking psychiatric medication.
Right.
Again, once a month. I see most of these folks once a week, and so I can be better at telling them, maybe you need to go to your doctor's to check this out.
Now I have a question. I actually have a question. Is there a stark difference between anxiety and depression? I know a lot of people sometimes get the two confused.
No, very often there are two sides of the same coin.
Right.
I have a whole presentation that I give to folks about why they are depressed, and when they get depressed, they want to get out and do things, but when they get out and do things, they're anxious, and so they end up staying back home, and that just makes the depression increase. So it really is a cycle. They are different in terms of how the medical community looks at them.
Right.
But in many respects, it affects the person and their life. No matter whether I'm looking at the person when they are depressed or when they are anxious.
Now, do you feel in your professional experience that those who are maybe suffering from something like a chronic depression, are they more amped to maybe go to drugs or alcohol?
Yes, and that's the reason why I have the LCDC credentials is because sometimes they have a chronic medical condition for which they are mm-hmm. prescribed a medication, and it relieves their symptoms. It doesn't cure their problem, but it relieves their symptoms. And so they become very addicted to it or feel like they require it psychologically.
To like maintain that happy feeling all the time, huh?
Yeah, it becomes a coping mechanism instead of a medication. And so I work with individuals who would like to decrease those medications, but still maintain that sense of wellness.
Now, obviously, I think it probably takes quite some time. I don't think these changes happen overnight. But do you have any tips for those out there struggling with maybe depression or substance abuse that they can try on their own to maybe help wean them off some of these medications?
Well, you're asking me if they can quit on their own.
Right.
If they can, they would already.
Right.
Okay. So we have to come into the conversation with that assumption. If they can't, then they need to seek professional help.
Right. Now, when someone comes to you with an issue like this, what does the process actually look like? I mean, what sort of things do you kind of help them with?
It's very individualized, so
right.
I can't give you a pat answer, but very often it is dealing with why they move towards using drugs or alcohol to begin with. As I said, those are self-medicating coping mechanisms.
I mean, do you find that these people maybe have suffered some kind of traumatic experience in their life that kind of put them on this path?
You can hardly live 60 years and not have experienced trauma in some form sometime in your life. Now, whether you are, devastated about it, by it sufficiently to kind of check out of living, it varies according to the person. There are some people who are very resilient. The people, obviously, that I encounter most often are struggling with resolving that trauma. And sometimes they're not even aware that that early trauma is the source of their pain today.
So, I mean, in essence, I mean, how can they really fix something that they don't even know is the problem?
Yeah, what they know is I feel miserable.
Right.
I feel like my life is not worth anything. I feel like I'm not worth anything. So that's their indicator that they need some kind of assistance, either in the form of a very supportive network of friends and family. Very few of us have that these days, sadly. Or they need to look to finding someone who can help them identify that pain, the source of that pain, and resolve it.
Now, Ms. Gale, I'm just kind of curious as to what inspired you to get into this field of work.
Well, the aging work is because primarily I'm an older adult myself, and so I know what it's like to deal with chronic condition and know that, sometimes no matter what you do, you just can't get it fixed by yourself. And so I turn to professionals as well. Mostly they are medical professionals, but they're wellness professionals in general.
Well, Ms. Gale, I really cannot thank you enough for coming on. We've unfortunately come to the end of our 8-minute segment here. But in closing, where can people find out some information about you? Do you have a website? Do you have a Facebook?
I do have a Facebook. It's Sharon Gale Counseling. Gale is spelled G-A-Y-L-E.
Okay, and you're primarily working out of the Plano, Texas area? Am I saying that correctly?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Mrs. Gale, thank you for a wonderful show.
Sure, thank you.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.